Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. On Monday, cities from coast to coast will pause to commemorate the birth and legacy of civil rights leader Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. While bands will strike up across the country, Baltimore City's MLK Parade is one of the best. Upwards of 70 groups participate, including high school and community marching bands, fraternities, sororities, dance squads, and civic organizations, not to mention thousands of enthusiastic parade watchers who line the route. The event kicks off at noon at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Utah Street and proceeds south on MLK. Just days before the excitement started, On the Record producer Melissa Gear visited some of the parade participants and a longtime devotee. She asked, what does taking part in the MLK Day Parade mean for them? She sat in rehearsal with the Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School Marching Band, then met a longtime parade devotee. But her first stop was at the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, the Delta Lambda alumni chapter, just before the start of their monthly meeting.
When you look at the Black and African American culture in this city, you really look at a group of individuals, group of people who really represent all that Martin Luther King fought for. My name is Mills. It's Ronald Anthony Mills. I am a almost 32-year member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. I am a past president of Delta Lambda Chapter, our oldest alumni chapter on the Eastern Seaboard, and I am the immediate past Eastern Region Vice President of the fraternity, which means my territory was New England to Virginia, Bermuda, Germany, Liberia, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. So Alpha Phi Alpha was the first collegiate fraternity for men of color, for black men. We were founded at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, December 4th, 1906. Delta Lambda chapter actually is our oldest alumni chapter on the Eastern Seaboard. This year we will be, as a chapter, we will be celebrating our 100th anniversary, our centennial, in May. And so we've been in the city since then, since 1919, and have had a number of prominent Baltimore men who have been members of the chapter.
The Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, as I understand it, was responsible for raising the funds and even just coming up with the idea for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. What are your thoughts about that as we are coming up on the holiday to commemorate his legacy?
Right. So actually the idea for the monument was actually birthed in our chapter in Silver Spring, Iota Upsilon Lambda, the alumni chapter there. And so for us, that's, you know, really a real nice feather in the cap because, you know, it's the only monument on the mall for a black man, really, that has been built by his fraternity, so to speak, but a black organization. And for us, so when Martin Luther King Day comes around, not only do we have the fact that he was a member, but the fact that there's a lasting monument that will be there for generations to come. So for us, really, it's looking at what he stood for. It runs very parallel to what the fraternity stands for, but looking at what he stood for and really what can we do to invoke those principles every day in our lives, whether it's dealing with things nonviolently, fairly, holding others accountable, really focusing on civil education and fighting for the rights of others and the lesser man. And for us, the way we do that is not just by volunteering, but also training and serving as leaders within community-based organizations. And so our focus as an organization is really to build today and tomorrow's leaders. And that's how we serve our community.
Are you going to be marching in the parade on Monday?
Yes. So me personally, depends on the weather. I have done it for a number of years, but when it gets too cold, at 52, I figured, you know what, there's some younger guys who'd rather be out there marching, stomping, stepping, and doing whatever. But if it's not too cold, too terribly cold, I'll definitely be out there. But as an organization, yes, several of our chapters are coming together. There are at least 3 alumni chapters in Baltimore, 4 college chapters, and then you have chapters in the surrounding area where we come together and we march as one. We're different chapters, but we're one fraternity.
with the legacy of this organization that is very closely connected to Martin Luther King Jr., what significance does it hold for you to be walking in the parade on that day?
Well, on that day in particular, there's more focus on him, Brother King, and the principles for which he fought and stood. And so for us, what that says is this is an opportunity for us to shine light on our organization, to say there are other men just like him who have been a part of America's history, a part of Maryland's history.
What would you like parade spectators to come away with after viewing the parade?
Yeah, well, at the parade, enjoy it. have fun. Baltimore's known for marching and parades. And, you know, when we're there, that's us at our fun time. That's when we're having fun. Most of the times they remember us in the colors and the group, and that's wonderful. That's what we like. So have fun at the parade. But then when you leave from there, meditate on not just what Dr. King did, but what you can do in terms of service in this city. That's the message that we want folk to take.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not trying to make musicians. I'm just trying to make people who can contribute to society, rather than taking away from society, which is a part of the legacy of Dr. King. You always have to put something back in. My name is Charles Fun, and I am the director of bands at Paul Lawrence Dunbar Senior High School in Baltimore, Maryland. I have been here for 23 years. I've been teaching for 42 years.
Is there significance for this parade in particular because it is honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr.?
Most definitely. Every time we perform, I try to pick or write a song that ties into the theme of the parade. We're doing Let My People Go, which Dr. King was involved in. It is a black spiritual. We're doing Wade in the Water, another black spiritual. We're doing We Shall Overcome, which was the theme of the civil rights movement. And I wrote up a marching band version of Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday to You, which the kids enjoy playing. We also do another song called Honor Guard, which is a majestic song which honors the legacy of Dr. King. And we are also doing Lovely Day, which is what Dr. King wanted all of us to have in our lives and to have a lovely life. But the significance of it is what he has done to bring about a spiritual feeling that all people should have. And I was fortunate enough to go through that era of the civil rights of demonstrating and the segregation and then the integration. And I was fortunate enough as a child to see Dr. King preach at Virginia Union University. And the chapel was so crowded that my father had to put me up on his shoulders so I could look in. I think I was about 8 or 9 years old, so I was able to peep in the window and get an image of him for about 4 or 5 minutes. And I definitely remember when he was assassinated. So it brings about a special feeling every time that the band marches it.
My name is Jonathan English. I am a senior and I play trumpet, and I've been in a marching band, concert band, and jazz band for all 4 years in high school.
What would you like the people who are watching the parade to take away from your performance and from the parade itself?
Enjoy the quality of our music, because it takes time and effort and practice to do what we do, and it's not easy, especially dealing with Mr. Fun, no offense, but it's not easy being in a marching band, let alone Mr. Fun's band, because he's so hard on us, and that pushes us to be who we are now, as far as instrument players and students by itself.
I think that if some song or some notes that we have played or another band has played can bring back some memory that the older people have of Martin Luther King. It can cause the adults to instill in the younger kids the significance of what Martin Luther King did and the fact of how far we have come as a nation, how far we have come as a race. We still haven't gotten that far, but it is a continuous battle, continuous. And if we can help somebody remember an image which they have had or a circumstance that they had with Dr. King or because of Dr. King, then it's worth us being out there freezing and marching for 3.5 miles. It's more than worth it.
This is about celebrating a man who's done so much for this country and for his community, but it's also about celebrating the city. My name is Sasan Giordano, owner of DMV Daily Media Group and political analyst.
You were quoted in an article last year when Catherine Pugh was thinking of canceling the MLK parade. You were ready to rally people at City Hall in protest. Why do you feel so strongly about having the parade?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, as a parent who's taken his children to this parade every year since my oldest has been born, and he's 12, it takes away a tradition in our family that my children love to go to this parade, even though it's always the coldest day of the year. They just like the inspiration, the hope, and the fun that comes along with the being the parade, the marching bands, and the floats, and things of that sort. But it's also, as a former member of the NAACP and the chair of the criminal justice over there, this was a way for us to really promote the NAACP and history of African Americans. And so it was a day that inspired people, especially in a city that needs as much inspiration and hope as possible, given the current climate that's going on in the city with the 300 plus homicides 4 years straight. I think this was a kind of slap in the face to not only Dr. King, but to communities in effect. And it's not just African-American communities. What was inspiring was when I was organizing this rally and this protest against this decision, it was a lot of people from all across the city, Roland Park, South Baltimore, West and East Baltimore, multicultural, that felt like, you know what, this is something that we cannot let go. And I think a lot of organizations and groups like the NAACP, like the fraternities and sororities, the marching bands who were a part of it, felt also like this was a kind of step back in the city where at that time we really needed a lot of. So I'm just glad that the mayor decided to, you know, change her mind and go forth with it.
You've been going as long as your kids have been around, you said. How would you describe what it feels like to be a spectator? What is the energy like on the street?
Oh, it's surprisingly, again, it's always cold, but it's like the people are just so pumped up. It almost to me feels like, and I'm an avid Ravens and Orioles and Blast fan, so take the kids to all the games. It feels like a game. Feels like when we had the parades when the Ravens won the Super Bowl. It's almost that same inspiration. And I love the fact that it's not about a sport. This is about celebrating a man who's done so much for this country and for his community, but it's also about celebrating the city. And you can see it there with the cross-cultural groups and individuals who are part of the parade, to have people on the outside and outskirts who are celebrating not only our elected officials, but our businesses, our young people who are involved in the marching bands and so forth. This day is really a day that we can say each and every year that you're going to see the best of Baltimore.
1, 2, 3, 4. That was On the Record producer Melissa Gear, visiting with some of the participants in this year's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. The parade kicks off at noon on Monday, January 21st, at the intersection of MLK Boulevard and Utah Street, and is expected to run about 2 hours. Before and after the parade, there are lots of opportunities to commemorate Dr. King by participating in the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service, too. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us through this short break on the record for a Stoop Story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.